One place we have seen phenomenal demand for U.S. products is beef heading into Taiwan. Joining us today to talk about it is Joel Haggard. He's the Senior Vice President of the Asia Pacific region for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He joins us from his hotel in Hong Kong live. Joel, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Great to be here.
Let's talk about how Taiwan has been adapting to U.S. beef. They have been very aggressive consumers. COVID kind of threw things for a loop. China taking U.S. beef threw things for a loop. Joel, what are they doing with beef this year in Taiwan?
Yeah, good question. I mean, as a preface, let me say that you're right on the mark there, because last year, the Taiwan buyers who have been, they're very sophisticated, and they've been buying beef from the United States for 20 years. They know the cuts, the specifications, the exporters. They got a little bit caught out last year because China jumped into the market, and China buys some of the same beef cuts that Taiwan does. And the Taiwanese buyers, they were kind of waiting. They thought maybe the China buyers would tail off. That never happened. And they kind of get left out on the cold. So this year they've jumped in big. Despite this COVID wave that started in April, just about the time that Shanghai locked down, Taiwan was opening up. But the beef buyings continued unimpeded through this first half of the year.
Joel, when we're thinking about meat exports or beef imports into these foreign countries like Taiwan, of course, there's two different ways to measure them. We can go with volume, total tons of beef imported, or we can go with value, the dollar of those beef imports. When you say Taiwan beef imports have been accelerating, is it on one of those conditions, or are we seeing both grow to Taiwan?
No, both are growing. I mean, Jan to April, U.S. beef exports to Taiwan are up 46%. In volume and 85% in value. So they're paying more and they're buying more. So this is really demand driven. And yeah, it's been tremendous. Now let's not forget that this is year on year. Last year was a little bit down for the US, but we're on a record pace so far this year.
That's fantastic. And thinking about Taiwan specifically, Joel, you work with folks from that region all the time. COVID policies, I know that has been really hard on tourism and the restaurant business. Are they starting to get easier throughout Asia or in Taiwan specifically?
Yes. Well, in Taiwan, as I was mentioning, it was kind of off the international news. But again, just about the time that Shanghai went into lockdown, Taiwan authorities, who had been on a zero COVID policy, they just let go. They had too many cases, and they decided that it was worth it to just open up. Now, in terms of the borders, there's still quarantine going in and out of there. That makes it very inconvenient for short-term business travelers such as myself to go in and then have to quarantine for a number of days. But I think the trend is toward opening like the rest of Asia.
Well, with that opening coming throughout Asia, Joel, do you think a similar program is going to be followed by China as we get through this summer?
I'm not so sure about that. I think there was a loosening announcement earlier this week. China said it would drop the quarantine from 14 to 7 days. That's a positive step, but 7 days is still a long time to stay in a hotel if you're doing a 3 or 4 day business trip. So no one is expecting a change in that policy, at least through the fall. But the fact that they made this recent step of reducing it to 7 days is definitely a step in the right direction.
Yeah, positive movement, that's for sure. Joel, in the meantime, how is demand in China looking for both U.S. beef and, of course, pork imports?
Well, I think, look, I mean, it's been a rough Q2 for China demand on both beef and pork. I guess there's some positive signs ahead. The lockdown, of course, has ended. It hasn't bounced back as fast as some people have thought. But again, this week, there were some new developments. They've relaxed some health code policies, meaning that domestic travelers can travel around more. That should jumpstart a little bit the domestic business travel and all the good demand that generates. So we are looking at a better second half on the beef side for demand. On the pork side, we've seen a phenomenal increase in the domestic hog price just in the last month, up 28%. that should be seen as a positive for imports, although it's still going to take a couple months to probably see anything in that regard.
Joel, look around to the other nations there in Southeast Asia. Of course, we've got Vietnam, we've got Korea, we've got the Philippines, we've got Indonesia. Any of those others looking like they might be bright spots here through 2022?
Yes, I think all of those you mentioned should be good. I mean, I'm really focused right now on Indonesia, where they have a terrible outbreak of FMD and lumpy skin disease. That's really throwing a wrench into the beef market there. I think we're going to be looking at reduced domestic supplies and thus more import demand. Vietnam is bouncing back. Same with the Philippines. They've opened up. My colleagues from North Asia can travel to Southeast Asia easier than I can because I have to quarantine coming back. But for people traveling from Japan or Korea going into Southeast Asia and then going back, there's no quarantine. I was in the Tokyo airport a couple of days ago. A lot of flights going from Japan into Southeast Asia. That's a good sign.
That is a good sign to see this business coming back. Joel, as you think through 2022, look out into 2023. Of course, hopefully COVID will continue going in the rearview mirror. Economically, how are the economies of Southeast Asia holding up after these last 2 years?
I think the big thing on everyone's mind here in Asia, and it's kind of a lagged response compared to what we're seeing in the U.S., but inflation is starting to be on the lips of consumers throughout Southeast Asia. It started first with a rise in these producer prices, but now it's starting to be felt by the population. So inflation is going to be a concern, something to watch. U.S. dollar is very strong. That's something to watch. But still, I think we've been through the worst of COVID this first half of the year. For Southeast Asia, it was last year. I think I'm going to remain positive going into 2023.
There we go. Positivity, folks. Stick around. More AOA coming next.